Hey, all right, let's do this thing here. It's Thursday. Welcome, everybody, to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's July 23rd. Dave here. All the best clips of us gabbing about this, that, and the other. Thunder buddies are not to be when John's at work. That's where we started out today. Redskins rumors are swirling and drive-through strip clubs are booming. We hit the phones to hear the movie you would see again for the first time if you could. Guns N' Roses were featured in Song Stories, and The Stones and Jimmy Page just collabed on a jam session turned song. Liberty DeVito, the former drummer for Billy Joel, he joined us. He just came out with his autobiography. And the last time we talked to him, he was rather grumpy about Billy. Would his tune change today? Well, find out right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
You get heavy showers last night?
Yes.
Yeah, what about you?
How
about
not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I had big ones in my neighborhood. It was like, you know, the
thunder was cool.
Thunder for a while. I had to go sit with my thunder buddy, Harley. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a jacket?
Right. No, one of those things. Just as long as I'm near him, it's the only time that he comes looking for me. Right. Any other time, unless I have food.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
but any other time, it's like, you know, he's mama's dog. Mm-hmm. Right. All of the dogs are mama's dogs. Right. But when there's thunder, Harley is my dog.
You're the protector.
Right? Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am. Although now at his age, he's 15 years old, God bless him. Right. But at his
age. That's amazing, man. For a big dog.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, that's an incredible wife. That's a woman who really knows how to care for dogs.
Well, he has gourmet food every night.
Yeah. Well, that's not gourmet food. It's just home cooked.
It's gourmet.
Gourmet
compared to the kibble I was shoveling Juno.
Lisa's a good cook, so John has gourmet food also.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, right. She is an incredible cook. All right, let's keep talking about her.
We're due for cupcakes, Lisa, if you're up.
She is up.
Oh.
She is up.
Getting hungry thinking about it.
Well, I don't know. All I know is my birthday's coming up, and I'm getting a peach pie.
Nice.
So if there's some left over, no, there won't be any left over.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, the mystery about the Redskins continues. It died down for a few days of what they're going to call themselves. Mm-hmm. But someone may have accidentally let the cat out of the bag. Someone online was dealing with the company that handles all of the Redskins online stuff, especially their website, which is, you know, Redskins.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that company has just registered for a new domain called DCSentinels.com.
Oh, interesting.
What was the team name in the Replacements? Was it the Sentinels?
No. There was an XFL franchise that was the Sentinels.
Wow, I forget that. Right. I was going to say it sounds soccer-y almost.
But you know what? You know what? It could be in the Replacements.
They then need to get Keanu as their quarterback.
Or their mascot.
Right.
Oh, man. Come on, Internet. Help me out real quick here.
That's actually interesting because Keanu's in The Matrix where they had those Sentinel things floating around underground.
It's all coming together now.
Whoa.
All right. Everything's coming together except Steve finding the answer
to
this question.
Yes, it was.
It was
the Sentinels returned to D.C. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Keanu is the new Redskins quarterback.
I am an NFL quarterback.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I love the idea. You and I were talking about this the other day, and especially with Carrabba's, right, who have great drive-ups. They've always had drive-up service.
Yeah.
You want an order from Carrabba's, you know, didn't need the pandemic. They were doing that a long time ago. But now more and more places are doing it, and it makes it that much more convenient. I mean, I'm loving the idea that I can call someplace. Woman comes out, here you go. She's got her mask on. Everything's in a bag already. Don't have to touch nothing. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
great.
A few
things that should stay.
All right.
That is
one of them. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if this one should stay. I mean, you might like the idea. But in Houston, Texas, and I love when they use the term gentlemen's club.
Okay.
Right? Because a third of the people in there, and I'm talking about customers, tend to be women anyway.
Right.
All right. You know, but a strip club in Houston, Texas has decided to offer a drive-through strip club experience. Right. I'm serious.
I've seen pictures of this.
Right, right. There's food to go, dancers as you drive through, right? And plus, there's a 2-song limit, right? So you can put it. Can you imagine what this is like, you know, pulling up to this place?
Hi, welcome to the drive-through strip club. May I take your order?
Can I get a pole dance with Portia?
Okay, a pole dance with Portia. Would you like glitter and perfume with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have a 2-song limit.
Oh, okay. Song one, Inagata De Vita, the album version. And song two, Slow Ride from Foghat.
Okay, so that's one pole dance with Portia, glitter, perfume, Inagata De Vita, and Slow Ride.
Yeah, that's it.
And sir, for an extra dollar, would you like her to remove her mask?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, please pay with singles and drive forward.
I cannot believe that he ordered the glitter and perfume.
Seems unnecessary.
Or does, you know. Because once you go home,
right,
she knows where you've been.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Cindy, I got a question for you. Actually, I got a question for everybody this morning. And okay. It includes the listeners, too. So know the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you could see any movie for the first time again, what would that movie be?
Probably The Sixth Sense.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
The twist.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a real good one. Huh. All right, Steve?
I think I would go with Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War,
yeah,
really?
So the second to last one. I mean, they threaded, at that time, 20 movies together.
Right.
And threaded the needle perfectly.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the amount of destruction that happens in that movie, I would like to see. Oh, my God. Clap my hands in my face.
Macaulay Culkin.
As opposed to the destruction that happens in, the first John Wick film.
Don't get me started. I mean, that's a whole weekend watch.
Right. Mine has to do with destruction.
Yeah.
For me, it's Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, God.
That second opening scene on the beaches of Normandy. So visceral. I remember it so clearly. I was 16, so I was finally starting to get, oh my God, my grandfather saw this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it crystallized what the whole experience of war was finally. But man, there was nothing like that.
I remember going to see that movie, and the opening scene really is the guy in the cemetery.
Old Ryan in the cemetery. Yeah, people kind of
right. But then they go to Normandy.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it, and
experience.
I got to a point where I was like, okay, I got it. You can stop now.
Yeah.
You can stop now. And all of a sudden I realized, no, this is what these guys went through. As much as they wanted it to stop, it did not stop.
Yeah, there was nothing like it.
No, it really is nothing like it at all. Mine would be The Usual Suspects.
Oh, another twist one.
Yeah, another twist one. Yeah, because once you know who Kaiser Sose is, it comes on TV every once in a while. And I go past it, I go, I know the ending.
Look at this gun artist.
I can't. Right. But watching it, it was like you never saw that ending coming.
Yeah.
It was one of the best twists that I had seen in the movie.
Right. Yeah. So what is it for you, folks? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What movie would you like to see for the first time again? What movie would you like to see for the first time again? I went with The Usual Suspects. Dave went with Saving Private Ryan. I'm surprised that you went with
Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War.
Why?
Because there's so many of those movies. I can't understand why that one, the middle of the three, is the one that you would want to see again.
Because it's probably the best of the three, well, technically four Avengers movies. When they're all the
it buttons up a lot too, right?
Right.
I'm not
yes
a fanboy,
and
though.
No.
Even his children's movies are based around superheroes.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, he dresses up as the Invincibles every year for Halloween.
It's the Incredibles.
I know why Steve does that.
Right.
But I probably shouldn't say on the air.
Yeah. Mrs. Incredibles got a dump truck, baby.
Of all the reasons.
I was Mr. Incredible for Halloween when Steven was one, I guess.
All right.
Although when we were in music there, I was saying to you guys, oh, you know what? The Dark Knight would be one that I would see the first time.
Yeah. I saw that in IMAX.
Okay.
Joker was unbelievable.
It's a perfect movie.
Yeah. All right. So,
but let's talk about Mrs. Incredible.
215-263-WMGK. What movie would you like to see for the first time again?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It is Slash's birthday, and I wanted to get to something that really meant a lot to Slash. and that happens to be Paradise City. Slash believes, like, when he hears this song nowadays, it shocks him as to how what a high level of musicality the band had gotten to. I'll let him explain it.
That's probably my favorite Gunn song. And it's funny because, like, I listen to the playing on it, and I can tell how young I was. And all the potential for whatever, I mean, it's not even potential. It's just all the heart and the direction was all in place. It was a little bit stiff, but that gives us a charm.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
There is, we got a hold of this yesterday, and it's a chance that you didn't get to hear it. The Rolling Stones are putting out Goathead Soup again, and they're digging through files, and they're coming up with all kinds of stuff that they want to add to the album. And one of the things that they're adding to it is this song called Scarlet.
Okay.
Right? And Scarlet is a track that they recorded, right? It is known as an unheard track, right? And Jimmy Page is the guitar player on it.
Right. Is Keith there also?
They were all in on it. I got a quote from Keith I was looking for. I got to grab it again. Oh, here it is. Says that Keith says it was basically for a demo, a demonstration, you know, just like you get to just to get the feel of it. But it came out well, and when we decided, well, we better use it.
That's so classic rock to do that.
It really is. So we're going to get to that as soon as we are done.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us at 8:10 this morning, Liberty DeVito. All right, Liberty, the former Billy Joel drummer. It's been a while since we spoke to him.
Real long.
Last time we spoke to him, he was very, very Billy Joel bitter. Oh, I don't know where that stands now, but he's got a new book out. And, there's a quote in the book from Billy Joel. So I'm going to assume
that's a good sign
that things are better.
This Liberty guy is the worst.
Liberty DeVito will join us at 8:10. But right now we want to get to that topic, the first time movies you would like to see again for the first time.
Sure.
All right, and you're gonna stick with the Avengers
Infinity War. I think so.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just and not the Dark Knight.
No.
All right.
I love Dark Knight though.
All right. Do you like any movies that don't have, like, comic book characters in it?
Yeah, a lot.
Really?
Just not the ones you like.
Okay.
I wait till you tell me if you like it or not. Then I make my decision if I'm going to like that movie.
Okay,
he's a pander pro.
Which is why he won't watch Eurovision.
I will not.
Oh, well, I won't, one more time that you suggested, and I won't either.
I'm telling you, it's funny as hell. All right, and you're going with...
Saving Private Ryan, most visceral movie I've ever seen.
For me, it's The Usual Suspects. For Cindy, it's...
Sixth Sense. Another twist ending.
So that's the problem with twist-ending movies.
Yeah.
They're ruined forever.
Not great replay value.
Right? You can't watch it again, although someone did text in, hey, waiting for you two to get a lot older... Right, because once you do, you start seeing all movies for the first time again. Anyway, so 215-263-WMGK, the number to call. What movie would you like to see for the first time again?
Everyone's gone to the movies now. We're alone.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So, Don, what movie would you like to see again for the first time?
Platoon.
Oh, see, she's right there with you, Dave.
It's
right
one of those experience war movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of surreal the way it came together, and it was like, you know, I was at that age where it all seemed so impressive, and it was just bizarre and surreal.
You know, it's wild. That movie won an Academy Award for sound. Because of, like, when they were walking through, you could hear the equipment on their bodies. It was like the sound was done so well. Huh. You know, the difference between Platoon and Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, what's that?
Private Ryan doesn't have a great bathroom scene.
Thank God for that.
Ken, what about yourself?
Believe it or not, I still remember seeing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs as a kid.
Okay. And you want to see it again for the first time?
I'm wishing.
Just like as a kid, being like, wow. I still remember it, like, probably 5, 6 years old.
Okay, all right. That's different.
I'll allow it. It's a childhood memory, guys. Okay. Give him a break.
All right. But screw Bambi. I ain't watching that mama die again. Mike, what about yourself? What's the movie?
Star Wars, the original.
Oh, you know.
That was life. It had to be life-changing for...
Yes.
I mean, people they were teenagers at that time. Well, maybe
also,
even older. I mean,
also understand this. At that time, there were no multiplexes.
Right.
right? I remember standing in the freezing cold in Manhattan with on a line around the block just to get in to see that film, and it was packed to the gills with people with big, heavy coats who were now sweating like pigs. Right?
It was state of art at the time, no doubt of time.
Oh, yeah, and it was like nothing you had ever seen before.
Sure. People right? don't now, realize Star Wars was like a B-side to the main movie that studio was pushing at the time, which is a totally forgotten rom-com.
Right, what's that?
I forgot it.
Wow.
I have to look it up.
It was that big. Have a good morning, Mike. Good morning, Dino. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
We're sitting here doing our silly little radio show. So what's it for you? What movie do you want to see for the first time again?
Alien. Oh. It changed my life. I'm telling you, I was a teenager. I saw it on the first day of the first show with my dad. He took me to go see it. And I tell you what, I've never been able to sleep good again the rest of my life.
It was a movie that would not end. Even when it ended, it didn't end.
No, it didn't. And it just, over and over. And plus, you know, Sigourney Weaver, she's hot. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, and let's not forget about the dancing frog that came out of the guy's chest.
Yeah, surprise, here I am, okay? That's great.
Ed, what's yours?
Shawshank Redemption.
Always nice to see a jailbreak movie that works.
I never thought it was Stephen King, and I never liked any of his, like, books, because I wasn't into that stuff, that genre. But when I found out it was him, I mean, it was just a classic.
Well, you know what's kind of funny? You didn't know it was Stephen King?
No, I forgot.
I totally forgot.
Yep.
I totally forgot that. Yeah. It's so unusual for him and where that movie goes.
I don't think I ever saw the full movie. Does it end open-ended like all of his dumb books do? I can't stand how he does that. Finish the book, dude!
No, they end up where he wanted to go when he said that's where he wanted to meet during the movie.
But then he looks down and there's a clown in the drain.
Have a good morning. All right, Bob, what's it for you? What movie you want to see again for the first time?
Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
I don't think we're allowed to watch that anymore.
Probably. We're getting close to that point. What was it like watching that in a theater? I can't imagine that.
I would stand in line forever to see that again in the theater.
After he did The Producers, he did The 12 Chairs and lost all the money he made on The Producers.
Oh, wow.
Almost went completely broke, and then came back with Blazing Saddles. And being in a theater and the amount of laughter
had to be
that
raucous.
Was going on.
The campfire scene is as funny today as it was the first time. It's hysterical.
Just stop farting. Okay, please. Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us at 810, Liberty DeVito, the former Billy Joel band drummer. And as I was saying earlier, there was a lot of animosity, would that be the nicest way of putting it?
Yeah, right? I'll say.
Between the two of them, between Billy and Liberty. More from Liberty's side than from Billy's. We never heard from Billy in regards to how he felt about Liberty. I'm curious, though, if you remember the original band, there was Doug Stegmeyer, there were Javers, and Richie Cannata.
Oh, yeah.
And Cannata is an old friend of mine. I mean, I knew him from growing up on Long Island. Mm-hmm. And he used to have this great bar that we went to called Ferns. But I heard that Cannata got cancer. But from what I understand, he's doing really well. So I want to ask Liberty about that. But I really want to ask him about, what's this
There's
all about?
There's a lot to ask him
There's
about.
There's a lot to ask him about. Especially, what was the drummer movie that we saw?
Oh, Hired Guns.
Oh, Hired Guns with all those drummers. And never realized what kind of animal... Right, Liberty DeVito was as a drummer.
He's a beast.
He's a really incredible. So we're going to be talking to him at 8:10. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Billy Joel right there. The book is Liberty, Life, Billy Joel, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Liberty DeVito is on the phone. Hiya, Liberty. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours as well. Let me ask you, I want to ask you one question about an old friend, and then we will move into your book. Have you spoken to Richie Cannata? How's he doing? I heard he had cancer at one point in time, but he beat it to a pulp.
Well, you know, me and Richie and Russell Javers have a band called the Lords of 52nd Street. We go out with a guy that does Billy's parts, and we do all the Billy songs the way they were played in the 70s and 80s. Richie was sick. Yes, he was. He's doing well now. I talk to him almost every day because of the band and the excitement that this book has generated. But Richie's doing well.
Well, definitely send him my love. Now, the last time we spoke, you were in deep Billy hate. You did not have a lot of good things to say about him. But there seems to be a major turnaround here. What happened?
You know, when the movie Hired Gun came out.
Mm-hmm. Which, oh, by the way, Dave and I want to talk about that.
That's a really
you
cool
on
doc.
That. I had never seen you play like you played in Hired Gun.
Well, that's the thing. I got to play with these, like, metal guys. They were always like, wow, it's amazing. You play like a crazy man. I said, you know, with Billy Joel, we were metal. We were considered metal. Aluminum foil. Yeah, I was very angry when I started to write the book 15 years ago. And I was writing down just to have a record of what my life was like and what I went through and stuff like that. But over the years, with age, you mature a little bit. And I actually took a different view of what had happened in my life with Billy and tried to understand Billy more and why he made the decisions he made, and even understood myself more of why I made decisions that I made. Billy was the guy that's on the marquee. Billy was the guy that wrote the songs. Billy was the guy that played piano. Billy was the guy that sang the songs. Billy was responsible for everybody on that tour. And I'm the drummer, and I'm getting pissed at him because, what do you mean you cut the tour short? What are you, crazy? You know? When I look at it now, it's like, wow, this guy was under a lot of pressure all the time. So I look at it that way. And at one time, I was standing on a stage, and somebody had written a really bad book about him, you know, all this terrible stuff and made things up and stuff. And I said, told him, I said, you know, one of these days, I'm going to write a book about the good things that we did, all the good things that we did. So when I questioned why I'm not playing with him anymore, I had to think about it like, well, Billy changes all the time, you know, from album to album. And for 30 years, I was the only thing that was there for 30 years. Yeah, it was time for him to try something different.
Didn't you find out that you were out of the band, like one day you were in and next day, okay, I don't need you anymore? I mean, that had to hurt.
Well, here's what happened. You know, with Billy, there's other band members, there's road crew, there's management, and there's always somebody out that wants to take your position and just stab you right in the back. So they might say something to Billy that Billy thinks is true what they're saying and never confronts me, so I don't know what was said. So I get mad because he just cuts me off and I don't hear anything, no phone call, no nothing. So for the 15, 16 years, I'm pissed off and I'm not going to go talk to him either. This, that, and the other thing.
Right,
and
right.
He's not going to call me because I'm a this, that, and the other thing. But with age, people are dying around us. People are getting sick around us. We're two guys that are still standing. I started playing with the Lords of 52nd Street. We're doing all the Billy Joel songs and I'm starting to fall in love with them again. Because there was a time I wouldn't even listen to them. And so I'm appreciating them, but I still don't have the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I wrote him an email. Hey, I said, it's time for the piano drum feud to end. Let's get together and have a meal. And I even said, I'll pay.
Well, from what I understand, Billy isn't necessarily the one who reaches for his wallet the fastest.
Well, he's always good to me. I mean, the first thing he did for me was when I did the audition for him in 74, and he said, what do you need? And I said, how about a new set of drums? And he took me right to the store, used his credit card to buy me this great set of drums, and when we got back and his management found out about it, they took his card away and cut it up into pieces. I said, you're not Elvis. You're not Elvis.
Your whole book basically culminates with the struggles with your marriage. You're drinking too much. Your ego's getting the best of you. I loved how you described yourself as the angry, not so young man. And then, of course, Billy fires you. What's been the main key to sort of revitalizing yourself, finding salvation again?
Well, in the story about Doug Stegmaier, when he committed suicide, you look around Doug and, you know, he had his mother. He didn't have what I have today. I have four beautiful daughters. I have a loving wife. I just could not do that Doug did. because when your bubble burst and I wasn't that guy anymore, that guy that played with Billy Joel, it was tough until a guy from the Sabian Cymbal Company told me, he goes, you've got to stop saying you were formerly with Billy Joel. You got to stop saying you used to play with Billy Joel. You know who you are. You are the guy that Billy Joel chose to help create those amazing hit records and those unbelievable tours.
Wow, great
that's
advice.
I'm still the guy. When you spin a Billy Joel song, it's like, yeah, that's me. You know, I'm still there.
You know what? I wish someday bands are going to be able to tour again. And I hope you bring Richie down and bring the bands down, the Lords of 52nd Street. I would love to see you guys play down here. Believe me, you would garner a huge crowd.
You know, I was thinking about this when I saw Philadelphia on the list. We were, you know, had a great reaction when we played on Long Island because that's where we live.
Sure.
But there is no other city in the United States of America that the reception was like Philadelphia. Philadelphia was insane, and it was the only place we played Captain Jack.
I was just going to say, to this day, he can't get away with not playing that song in his town. And he wonders, what is with these people on this song? Well, Liberty, look, thank you so much. The new book, Liberty, Life, Billy, and the Pursuit of Happiness, is available through Amazon, through HudsonMusic.com, and wherever you buy your fine books. It is great to speak to you. Send my love to Kanata.
I will.
And please, as soon as you guys can play down here, let us know about it. Call me. We will make a big deal out of it. We'll make it a great night.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
You take care.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. They're gonna some teams are gonna put digital crowds in the fans,
yes,
in the stands.
Dude, it's gonna be a video game essentially, except for the actual gameplay. I have a video. I'll put it up on WMGK.com. Right. They're digitally putting people in the seats now. Enough of that cardboard cutout nonsense. Right, it's 2020, damn it.
Is it a channel doing it, or is it
Fox Sports?
They're pumping in
fake noise.
They're putting
in digital crowds.
The crowd should be nothing but Cletus the Robots.
Right.
Can you imagine that? A bunch of Cletuses in the stands watching the games.
I mean, you can put whoever you want, really. Everything's a deep
fake. Actually, you know what? I heard about some team doing this, and I wish I would have thought of this yesterday. I wish I would have known this yesterday when Brazier was here. Wouldn't it be great? Let the Phillies pick a charity, right? And then you give them $50, you give them $25, whatever number they want to come up with, and they put a cutout of you in the stands, and all of that money goes to some charity.
I would like to start the Sign JT Realmuto charity, and the whatever money that gets donated there, they can then use to sign JT.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.